Hey, human. What's a cute thing like you doing this deep in the dark, spooky forest? Are you lost? I think I could help you there. I know this place like the back of my claws. Why don't you come back to my place for a bit of rest? Well, first, let me introduce myself. Name's Luna, like the moon. That makes you my twinkling star. You know, Luna, I'm glad it's impossible for vampires to vomit, because that line was just nauseating. A big, ugly furball like you trying to be charming is just...
Ugh, Scarlet, what the hell are you doing here?
I just came here to pick up my lovely little human here. Preferably before you got your stench all over them. In fact, don't even look at them, not even in their general direction. Maintain a respectful distance of 3 miles from them at all times. And you know what? Don't even think about them.
Or else what? What's a puny little vampire like you gonna do to me? You couldn't even overcome a clove of garlic, much less me. Besides, you need a silver bullet to take me down.
I don't suppose you have any of those. Care to find out?
Well, fuck, that's almost hot. I mean, you don't scare me. You wouldn't cross a stream of water, much less me.
Which is why my sweetheart of a human here would be much safer with me. Isn't that right, precious? The forest is full of dangers like Scarlet here. She's been stalking you after all. I would have gotten rid of her earlier, but you're supposed to stab a vampire through the heart. And quite frankly, I don't think she has one. Why don't we just head back to my place? We'll be able to avoid her then. As long as we don't invite her in, that is. Which isn't a problem, because who would ever invite her to anything?
Please, you say that like you didn't get kicked out of every party your pack ever threw, Luna. What was the reason again? Stealing tickets to an upcoming movie this one time or something? Talk about pathetic.
The tickets were all sold out and it was my sweetheart's favorite movie. What was I supposed to do? Not steal them?
Yes.
It's not a big deal. Besides, they sold more tickets than seats, so ours got refunded.
And you know what? Yeah, we didn't get to see that movie, but it's okay. I can always entertain my sweetheart here in other ways. For instance, I might not be a vampire like Scarlet, my delectable human, but I can still leave you with a gentle little bite mark if you're into that.
You know that sounds much more threatening than flirting with you being a werewolf and all, right? But I wouldn't expect you to know how to flirt. Especially not with that garbage pickup line you tried earlier. Tell you what, I'll show you how it's done. My darling human, I was wondering if you had an extra heart. Mine was just stolen.
I knew it. You don't have a heart.
Shut up, Luna. You're missing the point. Hold on. Let me try another one. Hey there, darling human. Did you know the body is 65% water? And I'm thirsty.
That doesn't work when you drink blood.
Damn it. Okay, let me retry that. Hold on. How much of the human body is blood again? Hold on. Let me look this up. Damn it, there's no signal here!
You'd think a vampire of all people would know how much blood a person has.
Whatever. It's probably like 23% or something, right? You know what? It doesn't even matter. Here, let me pull out the ace up my sleeve. Hey there, darling human. I'm pretty and you're cute. Together we'd be pretty cute.
Please, you pretty? Even your reflection doesn't want to see you. Come on, sweetie human. Let's ditch Scarlet and go back to my place so I can show you how soft my fur is. It looks majestic too, doesn't it?
You know, my pack calls me the most fine in the forest.
Well, this human here is the most mine in the forest, so back off already. You're provoking me and you really don't want to. You're a threat to my darling human, and I'd do anything for them. Anything! I'd even enter a church or eat garlic breadsticks for them.
Daring, aren't we?
You just don't get it, do you? One time, my darling lost their keys because, unbeknownst to them, a bird took it. So, I turned into my bat form and chased that bird 800 miles just to get it and put it back where my human would find it. That bird had a lot of stamina, you see. But the point is, I'm the much more capable woman for my human than you.
And yet you're still incapable of a good pickup line. Oh, that reminds me. Hey, sweetie human, are you the moon? Because you make me howl.
You got that online, didn't you?
Like you don't look up all of your pickup lines online too.
You're just projecting. You should really watch your tongue. I should just end you here. But if you back off now, then against my better judgment, I'll spare your life. You should take me up on my offer. I buried the last werewolf that tried to hit on my darling human.
I watch my sweetheart human almost constantly, and I never have seen another werewolf hitting on them.
I emphasized try, didn't I? But anyway, I beat that other werewolf. Do you really believe you can beat me?
With every fiber of my being.
Please, you're barely a werewolf. You look a lot more like a dog.
I'm not a dog.
Then why do you always look so damn pleased with yourself whenever you wear a collar? Just like a dog.
It's complicated.
Ugh. Come on, my darling sweet human. Let's go back to my mansion. I have so many thralls there that will serve you at your beck and call. They even do party tricks. The mutt here isn't going to be much of a host. All she'll do is dirty your living space, getting her fur everywhere.
Please, I'd be a much better host. I'm much more interesting. Listen to me, my sweetheart human. I've got so many interesting hobbies, like lockpicking. You know, locks are much easier to pick than you think, especially yours. You should really change it, by the way. And I'm really good at picking locks, too. Or just in general. After all, I picked you.
That's nothing. You know, my darling human, I've got lots of cool hobbies for myself. For instance, I'm rather fond of stargazing. Though recently, the only star I've been gazing at is you.
You got that line from online too, didn't you?
I'm just speaking from the heart. What can I say? I just love my darling human so much that they take my breath away.
A shame that doesn't kill you. But you know, my sweetheart human, lockpicking isn't my only hobby.
Let me guess, you also enjoy chasing cars and drinking toilet water.
Actually, I was going to say I enjoy wood carving. I happen to make a lot of steaks. Really wish I had them on me right now. What about you, Scarlet? What's your next lame hobby?
Cheesy pickup lines?
All out of real hobbies, huh?
That's what I thought. See, you're boring. My home is a much better place for my lovely little human. It's got me in it. So that goes without saying. I'm much more loving and I can cuddle way better than you.
Bullshit! I call bullshit. I'll show you you're wrong, Luna. We need to have a cuddle contest. Right here, right now. I'll prove I'm the better cuddler than you.
Scarlet, you don't mean with you and I cuddling each other, do you?
What? No! Ew! I would never dream of cuddling you!
Oh, thank goodness. That's what I was gonna say. I mean, with way more ews. Anyway, either way, we can't have a cuddling contest because I am not letting you so much as touch my beloved human.
It sounds to me like you're scared of losing. Scarlet,
Please, think about it logically. You don't have fur. You're at a severe disadvantage.
Well, you do have a point. But that doesn't matter. Just go back to your pack already and chase squirrels or whatever it is you losers do to pass time. Need I remind you that I'm the one with the gun here?
Yeah, that gun doesn't have any silver bullets in it. If it did, you'd have shot me by now. But it doesn't, so you didn't. You're just bluffing.
I am not bluffing.
Oh yeah? How are you gonna prove it? Shoot me?
I might. The gun is very loud, and I don't want to hurt my darling human's ears.
I wonder if my claw is long enough to count as a stake.
It doesn't matter. That's what the last werewolf said, and their claws were longer.
Damn. Well, there's gotta be some way to settle this.
I suppose we could just wait to see what the human says?
Oh, you know, that does make a lot of sense. Why didn't I think of that?
Probably because you're you. Anyway, what do you say, my darling human? Who do you want to pick? Me?
Or me?